Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome here to the Mark Steiner Show on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, reminding you that support for WEAA is provided by Helping Up Mission. Information is available at mission.org. Before we jump into our program, looking at violence in our, not just our communities, our entire nation, and are we becoming inured to it in this country? Let's talk about this day in history, November the 12th. On this day in history, in 1775, a person, every time I read about her in history, is becoming one of my favorite people, Abigail Adams, the wife of John Adams, who was then, in 1775, living with her husband, who was going to become president later. And there was a thing called the Olive Branch Petition on this day in 1775. And she wrote her husband, "Let us separate. They are unworthy to be our brethren. Let us renounce them, and instead of supplications as formerly for their prosperity and happiness, let us beseech the Almighty to bless their counsels and bring to naught all their devices." So this is the same woman who told her husband, we talked about earlier a few months back, in her famous statement to him, "You need to stand up and end slavery in Massachusetts, period. Slavery is wrong." So, Abigail Adams is rising in my estimation every time I read a quote. This is the day in 1799 that the first meteor shower was ever on record here in North America. I mean, on a written record, I should say. Many people knew about that before this, but written record. A man named Andrew Ellicott Douglas, an early American astronomer, saw this Leonids meteor shower on the Florida Keys on a boat, and he wrote, "Whole heaven appeared as if illuminated with skyrockets, flying in an infinity of directions, and I was in constant expectation of some of them falling on the vessel. They continued until put out by the light of the sun after daybreak." And on this day in 1864, General Sherman told the Business District of Atlanta to vacate and before he destroyed the entire city on his march to the sea at the end of the American Civil War. This is the day in 1893, the Treaty of the Durand Line is signed. Now, that Durand Line, people, what is that? Many people, we don't study history very much, is an important line and demarcation in our human history. This was a day when Great Britain made a deal with the Afghan mullah, the Afghan Khan, the leader of Afghanistan, what was then Afghanistan, and made this imaginary line. This imaginary line divided the Pashtuns, divided the Baluchis between two places. That later became Pakistan and Afghanistan, and that's where the war is today, dividing a people's natural nations so they could have the wealth. And it has led to the problems we have today when they think they can stop the Pashtuns from becoming Taliban or whoever they want. This was the beginning of it when they made the Durand Line in 1893, when the West was busy dividing up the world among themselves. This is a day in 1927 that Leon Trotsky was expelled from the Soviet Communist Party and who was later killed in his exile. This is a day in 1941, and if we can find some of our music, we'll play it today. Madame Lillian Avanti. Was an internationally renowned opera singer, founded the National Negro Opera on this date. This is the day in 1948, the International War Crimes Trial in Tokyo passed death sentences for seven Japanese military and government officials, including the lead general, Tojo. This was the day in the midst of the Suez Crisis in 1956 that Palestinian refugees were shot dead in the village of Rafah by Israeli soldiers following the invasion of the Gaza Strip. And in 1969, this is a very important day. This is the day that Seymour Hersh, who was an independent investigative journalist, filed a story with the Dispatch News Service, picked up by more than 30 papers, that a First Lieutenant William Calley at My Lai killed 109 Vietnamese civilians, point blank, murdered them in the village in March of 1968. And he was later put up on trial for that, and that massacre only stopped because one American soldier who was in a helicopter trained his guns on the American troops, his own troops, saying, "You have to stop." This was a great beginning of our understanding of the massacres that took place against the Vietnamese during that war. This was a day that in 1977 that Dutch Morial became the first black mayor of New Orleans, Louisiana. This was also the day in 1997 that Ramzi Youssef was found guilty of a mastermind in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing that many of you may remember. This was the day in 1840 that Auguste Rodin was born, the great American sculptor. The sculpture you see, the thinker, he was the man who made that. This is the day in 1815 that Elizabeth Cady Stanton was born. She was an American suffragette, fought for she was a leading member of the abolitionist movement, early women's rights movement, and her Declaration of Sentiments presented the first women's rights convention held here in America in 1848 in Seneca Falls, New York. This is a day that... speaking of births, that Charles Manson was born. Speaking of murders in America, this is, and that was a big news today. Now it's not such big news. This is a day in 1909 that Bucca White was born, one of the great Delta blues artists of all time. We'll hear a little piece of his music, as was Terry Johnson in 1935, who was lead singer for the Flamingos. I know better. We'll be hearing a bit of that during the course of these 2 hours. This is a day in 1939 that Ruby Nash Garnett was born, Ruby and the Romantics. This is a day in 1943 that Jimmy Bro Haynes was born, who was lead singer with the Persuasions. Remember the song Under the Boardwalk? We'll be hearing some of that today. In 1944, Booker T. Jones was born, Booker T. and the MGs. And Neil Young in 1945, one of the great singer-songwriters, Buffalo Springfield, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and more. This is the day that Naomi Wolf, the American author, was born in 1962. And this is the day that H.R. Haldeman in 1993 died. He was one of the masterminds of Watergate with President Richard Nixon. And this is the day in 1994 that Wilma Rudolph, the great Olympic athlete, passed away in 1994. And that was his day in history. Why did he leave one person out? I can't leave this person out. This is her birthday. This is really important. Then we'll jump right into our show. This is the day that Ann Petrie was born. Ann Petrie was an incredible writer who grew up in a middle-class black family in Connecticut. She was the first black woman author to have book sales that topped a million copies.
Wow.
In 1946 with her book, The Street. This was also the day that Sigma Gamma Rho was founded. On this day in 1922. That's this day in history. Welcome to you all. Good to have you with us. And my producer is saying, all right, get to the show. Here we are. So we're going to take a break, a music break. We'll be right back with our guests.
Hey there, lovely.